What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast.
Yo.
My name is Matt Wolf. I'm here with my biz bro, Joe Fear.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Biz bro? Should we just start calling each other biz bros?
Biz broskies.
Way less formal than business partners.
We should have shirts.
Yeah.
When we go to conferences, we're like, he's a biz bro, I'm a biz bro.
Should we get like those little heart necklaces that are broken? On one side it says biz and the other side it says bro. And then when we see together, we can put the necklace together and be like, biz bros for life.
And I'm more the bro of the two. So I'd probably have the bro one. You'd have the biz guy.
What makes you more bro than me?
Well, that's like a San Diego. I mean, you know this, but you know, it's like I used to have like a lifted Ford Ranger truck with like a bar in the front. We like to off-road in the desert and like cause ruckus. And in San Diego, it's like, oh, that guy's such a bro.
You're telling this to the guy whose first two trucks were Ford Rangers, sold one of his Ford Rangers for a Titan, and then took the Titan, exchanged out the exhaust, put on a new filter, changed out the tires, tinted the windows, and East Countied it out.
All right, so in East County, so that's a San Diego thing. Most people, it's funny, we have a lot of friends that have moved to San Diego who are from whatever, wherever part of the world, and they all live by the coast. They're like, oh, like our buddy Brad Costanzo. He's like, boom, got to be by the ocean. And all these other people are by the coast, and I'm just like, we're like East County, and everybody's like, why do you live like in the desert, man? I'm like, I don't know.
It takes us 20 minutes to get downtown.
It's away from people, and it's still in San Diego. It's amazing. It's a perfect combo. You just don't know about it.
It takes 20 minutes to get anywhere in San Diego. You want to go downtown? 20 minutes. You want to go to La Jolla? 20 minutes. You
want to go to TJ, Mexico? 20 minutes. If you want to go to the desert? Not 20 minutes, but not close.
Quite 20 minutes.
40 minutes.
But like going anywhere, like the beaches or downtown where like everybody wants to go when they come to San Diego,
yeah,
it's 20 minutes or a $20 Uber ride.
Yeah. So that's just a side tangent to say that East County is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
For all those people from San Diego that make fun of East County. Come check it out someday. Come visit us at our houses.
Although you do wear way more trucker caps than I do.
Yeah, that's more surfer. I feel like that's more Encinitas of me, more coast vibes and surfer bro.
But it's also very East County. But if you have to like flip the bill up for it to be East County.
I do not do that. I've never done that.
Anyway, so we are doing another duet today.
Yeah.
We're doing another therapy session. I think we should start calling them therapy sessions instead of duets.
Well, this is what we were saying after we recorded the last one is like, it just feels good to just talk and I don't know.
Yeah,
we just can't shut up, and this is like literally this thing will probably end with a knock on the door from Matt's wife going, "Dinner's ready."
That's probably very true.
And then that's my cue to leave without causing too much of a ruckus and saying hi to all his kids and you know getting hugs or whatever. But
no, I mean we talk about this all the time. But the podcasting is our absolute favorite thing that we do in our business. We love meeting with people. We love networking. We love having the conversations. We love going deep. We love getting new insights. Like, there's just so much we love about podcasting. And one thing that every time we do it, we go, that was really cool. We need to do that more often. It's these duet episodes, right? Every single time we do a duet episode, we're like, that was like therapeutic. Mm-hmm. We just unloaded a bunch of stuff that we didn't even know was really circulating in our brain and talked about a lot of stuff that we haven't talked to our audience about yet. And I really enjoyed that. That was like therapy to me.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? We're making a conscious effort to do more of these therapy sessions.
Why therapy session? Or why pay a therapist if you just have this? This is great. It's actually a perfect. I mean, we were talking about it. Yeah, you hit record and like you turn into. You're like, whatever. I'm just gonna let it out. I don't care where it's gonna go. And then you realize thousands of people are listening. You're like, oh man,
yeah,
crazy, but it works. Therapy. Yeah.
Well, I won't let them listen to the portion before we hit record.
Whoa. Because I'm talking about that thing that no one knows about you.
No, I'm not.
Not that thing.
I'm talking about the fact that we have you taking bong hits on recording.
Whoa.
Not really. We don't have a bong.
No, we do not. Oh, jeez. Shit. What were we going to talk about, though? We had kind of a quick idea because we don't want to get too scripted with these, but have a concept.
Yeah. So we were just talking with... Well, we just got off this recording with...
that's right.
With Joss from his podcast. Uh-huh. And on that podcast, we started to kind of... I actually really liked being interviewed on his podcast because he sort of... most people want to get tactical and in the weeds and talk about the traffic strategies and stuff, and we love talking about that as well. I mean, we nerd out about that just as much, but I really love it when we actually start getting into those conversations about like what makes us tick and the mental game and the why the way we are the way we are. And Joss kind of started to go down some of those rabbit holes a little bit with us, and so I love it when shows do that. And so after we got off it, we're like, let's kind of stay in that vein. Let's kind of continue the conversation that we were having with him, but let's make a duet episode for our own show.
Yeah, and he, and specifically, like, the stuff he was asking about is, like, revenue. He's asking about revenue. He's asking about our expenses, our overhead, our kind of what we see this company evolving into from where it is now. And, like, we talked about all this stuff that wasn't our typical, hey, how do you drive traffic and how do you do your podcast? Even though we talked about that, it was kind of all over the place. But it really, it actually got us thinking, because we were rattling everything out that he was asking. But then I was like, you know what? Yeah, we've been at this for 12 years, Matt and I, not completely as a partner, as partners the whole time, but a lot of the times. And we built this business in a way that it suits our lifestyle. It suits what we actually want in life, which is to have fun, be secure, but also just you know, give value. We always want to experiment and then have an outlet. Something like a podcast like this is our outlet, is one of them right now. And we were looking at this, and you know, we've been told that our business currently, as it sits, should be like 7 times more revenue. We should be making 7 times more revenue or more in a different space, like real estate. A few people have told us this, and we've kicked ourselves in the past. We're like, damn it, why aren't we making more money with the work that we're doing right now? We're so damn smart. We have this network, we have this podcast, you know, these listeners, all this stuff. And you know, we hear that, and we're like, you know what? It's all right, because throughout this whole process, we're building this network. This thing has this compounded effect, and it almost feels like the less we try to grow that network now, it's just give more, you know, keep doing what we're doing in business to make money too. It just compounds.
Yeah. And, you know, Joss was asking too about like a safety net. So, you know, he asked what sort of things we value. And I was telling him one of the things that I really value is security, you know, especially like financial security. And he asked me, do you have like a safety net? Do you have like 3 months saved up in the bank, 6 months worth of living expenses? And I went, no, our safety net is essentially our network, right? Because we know that if you took our mailing list away, you turned off our payment processors, you took everything away that we currently have in business, but we still had our network. We still knew the people that we knew and still had the friendships and the bonds that we've sort of cultivated over the years. If we still had those, we can get back on our feet. Yeah. We know we have people that we can go stay at their house for a little bit if we need to. We know we have people that can, you know, if we decide to go create a new product and start from scratch to launch it, people that would get behind us and be affiliates of it and drive the first bits of traffic.
Totally.
We know the people that if you know, we needed to set up like some Facebook ads to drive a lot of traffic really quick, we know the people that we can talk to that would say, here, go set it up like this.
A prime example of that is Andy Hassong. He's an amazing JV broker. He's been on the show, and definitely if you're looking for some dude to round up affiliates for you, go seek him out.
Yeah.
He gets our stamp of approval for sure. I've been chatting with him, but we're actually actively looking to round up affiliates for our traffic course, the perpetual audience growth course that you can find at evergreenprofits.com/traffic. And seriously, we're trying to bring in more affiliates within our network to promote that course. And I think you posted something, Matt, back in, this was in November, that you posted this thing. We're like, hey, we're really good affiliates like for other products, but we've never actually asked folks to promote us before. And you posted that in some, I think on your page, and a bunch of people were, you know, were like, oh yeah, of course, you know, we'll help you out or talk to this person, whatever. Andy was like, dude, with your clout and the network you guys have built and the reputations you guys have and the value you guys give, you have so many people that would just bend over backwards to support you or believe in what you're teaching. And he's like, if you just list out something like 30 people in your own network, and he's like, go deep, don't go wide. Like, look in your phone book or look at your messages on Facebook, and then, you know, create some good stats, actually have a good product, all that stuff. We check all the boxes there, put the offer in front of them. Just reach out and be cool. And he's like, you won't ever have to hire anybody for this. You won't even have to go wide because you'll probably make way more than enough money just with your own handful of people in your network.
Yeah, and that's really it. Like the network is everything. And you want to know a little hack to grow your network really, really, really fast?
I do.
Start a podcast.
Oh,
I'm not gonna go down the whole podcast rabbit hole right now.
But it's so obvious, Matt.
But why that is so literally obvious? How we've managed to grow our net. I mean, there's other stuff involved. There was serendipitous moments where people introduced us to other people.
But doesn't that happen to everybody at the right time if you notice it?
Yeah, but that happens. But the way that we've forcefully grown our network, essentially, in a good way.
You have to put yourself out there, Matt.
We've forcefully grown our network by podcasting and bringing people on. So this episode is doing nothing to help our network right now. Why are we even doing this right now?
It's horrible. Jesus, why are you even listening? Please stop. Stop. No, don't take the earphones off. Keep them in. Keep them in. Keep listening. Please, for the love of God.
Come on, Steve. You. Listen.
Steve, Julie, please. Yeah. Please keep them in there.
Kevin.
I'm watching you, Bob. My eyes are on you, Steve. All right. Enough of that. Jim, you.
Put the headphones back in, Jerry.
Jesus. We're scaring way too many people.
Okay. Anyway. There's like six people right now that are legitimately freaking out
because
they just started to pull off their headphones.
And ignore the camera behind your shoulder. The right shoulder, you know. Network, podcast starting. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, use the podcast.
Yeah, and so going back to Joss in this podcast that we did, when it goes live, we'll put it in the show notes here for this episode. But the whole security. So at this age, you know, Matt, you have a couple kids. We both have mortgages. We both have wives. We have some shit on the line, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
But we would still take a risk.
Is your wife on the line?
You know what?
Putting everything on the line.
That confident. No, I'm only confident because we're backing up by this badass foundation that we have.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guests that have been on the podcast, I mean, we're not blowing smoke when we say most of those, we could just call up right now and they would do something for us, like a favor if we're in a pinch.
It's true.
Like 100%, I am so confident that's the case. And that, and this isn't a podcast rant, but now it's circling back to be one. Start a damn podcast and just be, or it's just be cool people. Just be like, for a lot of years, we didn't have a podcast, but we were growing the network. Like on that podcast, we were saying from day one in marketing, we actually got coached. The first coaching course was Alex Jeffries, AJ. And I think we'll have him on the show soon. He's in San Diego. I've been in talks with him. But we met Josh Bartlett of ThriveCart back in the forum in this coaching group when we first started back in, what, 08 or so?
Something like that.
07, yeah. I think, even. And we grew that network from day one. Like, that was an intention. We're like, okay, there were like 10 people in there that we were like tight with. Mm-hmm. We met up in Vegas for his conference. And then we've kept in touch for over the years, met each other along the way. And it's like that network kind of just started to, hey, do you know this guy? You should meet this person. You should, like, this guy wants to hire you for this thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it just expanded like freaking rapid fire up until where we're at now. And yeah, I mean, it's, network's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, it's true. And, you know, the most recent network can mostly be traced back to podcasts and then getting connected from guests on our podcast with other people who would be great guests for our podcast. And it's sort of like this good pyramid scheme of growing our network.
And that's, I guess that's a roundabout way of saying, like, as we get older, like here, or even if something failed when we're 50-something, our network's going to be even way more compounded at that point. Way more compounded. And then that's just more of a quote-unquote security blanket, if you can think about it that way. It's almost like the more experience and the deeper you're in the shit, like the more stuff you have on the line, wife and all, if you have to. No, that's just not on the line. But like, it's the more you build over time, the easier it should be to recover. It's probably why, like, Trump has, you know, gone bankrupt and turned it around. I don't know.
I mean, you've got network, but you've got knowledge that's gained over time. It's like if everything was shut down, nobody could take the experience I have out of my brain of setting up Google ads, Facebook ads, creating content. Like,
or the people around you that trust you and like you. And
yeah, all, I mean, yeah. You've got this like sort of accumulated knowledge and you've got this accumulated network, and then nobody can take those away from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And strategy too is a big thing. You know, strategy, if it's maybe not tactics, but if you learn some really solid proven strategies like psychology, selling, marketing, copywriting, persuasion, those are things that are in this worth that's like built so ingrained in you that no one can take that from you.
Yeah.
Actually, I watched the other, the Fyre Festival, documentary that was on Netflix, or it's just called Fyre. Matt told me to watch that one. I watched it. My wife and I, Heather, were just like, holy crap. But then last night we watched the other Fyre one.
Fyre Fraud.
And holy crap. That was amazing for the one. Watch them both. But this one, there was something like, you know, when the guy went to jail. Sorry, spoiler alert. Guy's a fraud. title didn't give it away. Fyre Fraud. But the guy is in jail, like, teaching people how to just think and market. And, like, you know, he's spending his 6 years or so in prison. Like, and he still can't give up the fact that he's got this, like, strategy brain.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably really fucking smart, but he's just applying it in a really shitty way.
That's true.
But you can't stop that.
Yeah.
So literally, he's fucking thrown in this freaking concrete box, and they still can't stop his crazy brain. And they even said when he's out of prison, a trickster, a fraudster, always a fraudster. Like, you can't get it out of him.
He'll figure out his next scheme.
Yeah, you'll hear him in the news again in about 7 years.
Figure out how to justify it being a good idea and ethical and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to watch those two documentaries side by side, because, like, one of them kind of made the guy out to be like, he's not that bad of a guy. He just made some stupid decisions. The other one is like, no, this guy's a fucking fraud. Yeah. This guy's just been going around scamming people.
Totally. No, it was huge. He told me that the company Fuck Jerry.
Yeah.
Because they made the other documentary or heavily produced it.
Yeah.
I think it was. So it was kind of favorable, not horrible. Yeah. And then the one on Hulu was just like going for the jugular.
Yeah.
And like straight truth. But it's good to see them both. You know?
Yeah.
Just interesting. I would probably go, the order would go, do the Netflix one first and then do Hulu. Because it's like, introduce you to this concept, a little bit of niceties. Like, all right, now let's open the book and get to the real meat.
Yeah, I think the Hulu one actually came out first. Like, it came out like the night before because Hulu was trying to screw over Netflix. Netflix, like, they knew which day theirs was going to come out. So they went and were like, all right, fuck Netflix. Let's release ours the day before.
Yeah, I would say start with Netflix first, that one, and then go Hulu.
Yeah.
And then you'll get a full picture of what happened.
Yeah.
But that's all in all to say, like, dude, that you can't take away these qualities that you build up. I guess your network can fall away if you're like someone like a Louis C.K. or something.
Yeah, but even with him, I don't really feel like his really close friends, his like tight-knit group, abandoned him. Like,
true.
You know, you listen to like the Joe Rogan podcast, and some of his friends have come on the Joe Rogan podcast, and a lot of them are actually defending him. They're like, yeah, he made some really bad decisions, but
okay, I'll reframe this into, if you become a mass murderer,
yeah,
that's probably not, most people aren't gonna have your back. Some people will.
Unless you create like a cult,
oh, geez,
to be a mass murderer. Like, you got the the Manson guy, right? He got like other people to go do it for him.
There you go. You just proved me wrong again. All right. Can't take it away. Whatever network you want to build. But that's just, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it got us thinking, that podcast with Joss, that the security thing, because we've thought about that before. Mm-hmm. And as entrepreneurs, inherently, we're going to take more risks.
Yeah.
It's just kind of in our DNA. But then I've never thought of the way that, like, yeah, we should be ideally, quote unquote, making more money, but it really doesn't matter if we're building this lifestyle that we already live.
Yeah.
In there's the always
like this sort of like tug of war going on, at least in my brain, of like lifestyle business versus grow something impactful. Right.
Oh,
I think,
yeah.
And I don't know if you ever get this, didn't bring any of this up before the call or anything, but like, I have this like tug of war that's going in my brain of like, man, I really, really want this like lifestyle business. I want to like work as little as possible, spend time with the family, create experiences, spend way more time having fun than I spend working, right? I've got that kind of going on all the time, like just lifestyle business, make enough to do what you need. And then this other side of me going, yeah, but don't you want something that's huge, that employs a lot of people, that can make an impact on the world, that, like, you know, changes everything? And there's this always this kind of thing going on. This hand motion does not look good, but nobody can see me. I'm doing a tug of war with my hands, oh, but geez. By myself. But anyway, Dan, so that, like Dan in my Ryan. Brain, it's like, fuck, I wanna build something that's like just easy and provides the lifestyle and the money I need. But yeah. then this other side of me is like, but you can make something amazing. You can make something huge. You can make something great that like changes the lives of millions. And you know, and it's like, oh fuck, which voice do I give into?
I have the solution for you.
Yeah.
By the way, Dan Ryan got that visual. So don't worry.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll point out that visual.
You hear that, Dan. Yeah. Confirm with us that you got that visual, please, once you hear this episode.
A one-man tug of war.
Oh, jeez. No, the I think in between that tug of war is Matt, for one. But no, the solution, I feel like, is you can have a life, or we can have a lifestyle business where we make as much money as we want. And that's involving things like real estate in the future, where we're headed as well, mm-hmm. you know, along with some other places, our things and investments. But we give back. There's a mm-hmm. percentage that we can give back. We don't have to employ the people, but we can make a massive freaking impact mm-hmm. in the process. It's so it's a perfect balance where, yeah, let's lifestyle the shit out of this lifetime.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to stop having fun. I don't want to stop being tied down to one place at a, you know, every day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, unless that's your thing, then fuck it, do it, you know. But if you don't want to be that person,
to really just to play devil's advocate a little bit, I'm not disagreeing, playing devil's advocate, to be able to provide the funds to make a bigger impact in those mm-hmm. other places, doesn't that mean working harder and being more willing to pull yourself out of the lifestyle sort of business mm-hmm. so that you can make enough to not only provide for yourself and your family, but to provide for others?
Yeah,
so that it like,
I like your hand gesture.
I'm very, very animated at the moment. But, you know, you've got these two sides of, like, the lifestyle business versus, like, make more, make something bigger, make an impact. I feel like those are sort of opposing forces that I have a hard time doing.
I have another answer for you. Uh-huh. Or a suggestion, we'll say. This isn't nothing is concrete, you know?
Good. I'm glad I brought my therapist with me.
Yeah. Well, this is good, you know? You're asking the right guy, at least. So, no, you do what we're doing currently. Mm-hmm. I think our business actually has evolved into an interesting place where we're doing exactly what you're saying is necessary, mm-hmm. which is it's grown bigger than the two of us and maybe a contractor here and there when we need them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's let's build this team that we can trust. Let's have an ops manager and Shannon and have some other very, you know, key people on our staff to get our backs, to answer the emails and to do these promotions, write the show notes, edit our podcasts, run all the shit in the company that we can't possibly do in the 24 mm-hmm. hours a day. And then strategic partnerships, things like what we're starting to do now with some people, will not say
save
too
that
much
for another episode. Yeah.
But the idea is to partner with people who are really good at things that you're not as good in.
Yeah. And
things like sales for us and copywriting are a couple of things that we know we aren't the best in.
Yeah.
And so we do that. Strategic partnerships. I mean, dude, with that, you can blow up any kind of business, or you can go into a different niche. Like we were told, we're 7x more valuable in, say, real estate niche or something like that.
Yeah.
Guess what? You apply it over there instantly, you're 7 times more, ideally. Mm-hmm. And now you have 7 times more of the impact, or maybe more, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, that really is the way to do it, is grow something bigger, but systematize and make processes. Here, here's something else we can therapize on.
That's good.
Is therapizing a word?
No, I'm just kind of thinking now. It's just funny because we
therapping?
Never... Therapping? Wiki. No, I was going to say really quick. Is
the
that
rapists for 1,000 there. It's therapists. Did you ever see Celebrity Jeopardy?
Yeah. No, it just finally hit. I was just thinking, like, we never have any concept of what... Once we hit that record button, like, none of this shit's planned. It's just, it blows me away every time how...
No, this is literally a therapy session. We talk about surface level shit, and then the deeper we start talking, the deeper the conversations go.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to stop you. You were going to ask. You were going to therapize on one more thing.
So what I was going to say is, one thing I've never totally felt in my business, and I don't know, you may have felt this. I've never felt like I've been in a point with my business where my business grows without me. Like, other people are there growing the business. Mm-hmm. It's always been my hands getting dirty to make sure the growth happens.
Yeah.
And every time I've gone and hired an agency or brought on something, someone to take over a role that I was filling that was like a scaling role. And so let me sort of clarify a little bit. A role that would like help scale the business would be somebody who's really good at Facebook ads that can slowly optimize and then crank up the volume and scale the ad spend so that the business scales. Mm-hmm. Or somebody that's like really focused on landing pages and like list growth and conversion optimization. Those types of people can really help scale your business. Mm-hmm. I've always been the person in almost every business I've operated in to be the scale guy, to operate in those positions where when these things happen, the business grows. And then I've always put other people in these maintenance roles. So, okay, cool. You make sure the Facebook ads just keep running. Mm-hmm. You make sure that you're mailing the list. You make sure you're responding to support. They've always been like these maintenance roles that have never really scaled the business. They've always been that maintenance place. And so I feel like one of the limiting beliefs that I have is that I need my hands involved for a business to actually grow. Mm-hmm. And I think even in our business right now, we don't really have team members in our business. You know, Shannon excluded, I consider Shannon kind of like almost like borderline in the ownership group of people that are helping thinking of new ways to grow the business.
She will be one day.
But like outside of that sort of core three, there's nobody in our business that's doing things on a daily basis to make sure there's more sales happening today than what happened yesterday. That role falls on us.
I follow you.
Like you're the one going out getting people to be affiliates. You're the one going out saying, hey, can we get on your podcast? Or hey, do you want to be on my podcast? I'm the one going in and getting Facebook ads and ramping up volume and optimizing the landing pages to make sure that the traffic we are getting is converting better. All the things that make our business scale and be bigger, a little bit bigger today than it was yesterday, are the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. So I have some ideas on that. There was something that you were saying, you didn't call them levers, but there's like specific things. Oh, the growth or the scaling and the maintenance things.
Yeah, we have like so, we've always had maintenance team. Yeah, we've never had scaling team.
I follow you. So, and this is interesting because we're literally masterminding our business right now in front of you. This is really cool.
This is a legit thing that's been spinning in my head, and we're talking about it for the first time right here.
And this is just ideas I initially have is two things. Is we have to identify what those maintenance tasks are and things that we know will be okay as maintenance tasks. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's fill those by other people or automate them. Or
and I feel like
them,
that's
obviously
the part we've been good at. We've been good at filling the maintenance roles.
So yeah, I know. And I figured that. I just wanted to clarify that. That's like one thing. First thing is identify and solve them. And then the scaling things, what I'm thinking there is pretty much what we're doing again, is where you can either hire or you can partner with specialized experts, specialized people in those roles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for some of these growth roles that we have, you know, things like JVs, you know, affiliates, sales, copy, emails, all that stuff, we're actively partnering with, you know, a group of folks that are actually going to help us with something like that or something in that space.
Mm-hmm.
So those are specialized, you know, folks who are doing that. And that shores up a massive amount that we could scale with.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the answer really is this path that we are traveling down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been in my head, just kind of looking in retrospect, like that is how things have always operated.
It has. I agree. 100%.
The closest I've come was when I was running Learn to Blog. Bradley and I hired Kurt Molly to run our Facebook ads, and he legitimately he would give me like a report every week of how we were doing. And I was actually seeing the work that he was doing make us more and more and more sales over time.
Yeah.
There was other issues there, like we didn't have any sort of funnel that wasn't deep enough, so it was hard to like ROI on ad spend and stuff.
Well, you had your webinar, right? And like you crushed that every freaking week,
every day. So, yeah, it was a daily webinar.
Wait, you were on a webinar every single day?
Automated. We did a live monthly. We did a live webinar, and then once a week or every day we had the automated webinar going.
Yeah.
And then whenever a live webinar would outperform our previous like control, we'd swap that out as the automated webinar.
Got it. Okay. But, so a new one every month. Got
it. So, but Kurt really helped us scale there. But as far as like spend more money on traffic without going too far into the red to get back into the green,
mm-hmm.
Or back into the black, but,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's kind of the only sort of experience I've ever had with there's other people working around me that are actively making sure the business is growing that's not an owner of the business. But I think, you know, some of the stuff that we're talking about doing might as well just let a little bit of the cat out of the bag. But, you know, we're going to be partnering with other people, as we've sort of alluded to quite a bit, to handle the parts of our business that we're not that great at. So actually bringing on not like contract team members, but actual business partners that can help with the sales side of things, like have that have phone teams that are amazing copywriters, that have people who write email on their team, and partnering with those people that are actively focused on scaling the business. Because I feel like whenever we hire agencies, it's tough.
Well, that's why I didn't say agencies in there. I don't think
I don't think agencies are going to really be focused on scaling you either. I mean, they are. They do have a benefit to scale you, right? Because most agencies are performance based, so their fee goes up the more traffic they send you, or the more ad spend they work on for you, or whatever. But the problem I've always had with agencies is we're one of 20 with them, and I don't feel like they're sitting around actively going, okay, what new technique can I test? No, they're looking at like all the data they have and going, okay, on average this is working the best, so let's do this with this account as well. And they're kind of just like looking across the their whole portfolio of clients and seeing what's working for the most part for most people, and then installing that in their other clients. And when I would check in on like those types of agencies and be like, hey, how are we doing with our ad spend? They'd be like, oh, I don't know. Let me check. Like, they're not on top of just your numbers.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I think when you run, like, I'm not a huge fan of agencies for buying traffic for the most part.
Sure.
For that reason. But, you know, partnering, they have a real stake in the game. They have a real reason to grow it and scale it and get in there and test new things. You know, agencies aren't going to go and be like, "Ooh, I have a cool new experiment I want to test. Let's go test it on this." They just basically, for my experience, most of them just kind of wait until we check in with them.
Yeah. And that's where agencies, that would not be my first pick at all.
Yeah,
is a specialized person who is a contractor, but is specialized in maybe working with like you and maybe a couple others max. Because like someone, usually those folks have like a vest, like an interest to at least, you know, to basically give you a new system that works, that can scale. And maybe there's an option for you to fill it with a role of someone we hire, you know, so it's like almost SOP. That's very similar to some of the Instagram stuff we're doing. Is you work with a skilled expert to teach us something, build a system around what we have, and then essentially, we hire someone to do the role, but get trained by that expert in their systems based off of our freaking platform. So it's like, really, it's kind of cool to think about it. But in the last however long it's been, we've been able to now start covering our email writing. I mean, obviously, this is a work in progress, but email writing, copywriting, webinar, even salesmanship there a little bit. We do the content, but we have a lot of automated, you know, people helping us with coding. You know, we create the content ourselves. So that's pretty much us, like in the content area, members area, follow up and all that stuff. But sales team will be a potential upsell there that we're working on. We'll see if that's a thing, but that's outsourced or, you know, hired by our partner, that is, with this partner. And then, you know, we have all the Instagram, social media, all this stuff. We have folks in there every day posting new things and automations. And I think that's more than enough right there. You know, that shores up a lot of this stuff. I mean, when it comes to us, we're, you know, our roles are more, you know, just making sure the vision's going the way it should be, looking for opportunities, being strategic with partnerships and creating content like crazy. And yeah, man, I think we're well on our path right now.
Yeah. And I think, you know, going back to this stuff we were talking about yesterday, and I think even a teeny bit on our last therapy session, was the concept of sort of not comparing to where other people are, instead kind of compared to where you were. And we were kind of getting into this discussion of, you know, we have this contrast of where we see our friends in high school and we look at where we are in our lives and our business, and we look at where they are in their lives and our business. And, you know, from their perspective, they're like, holy shit, like you guys have made it. And they sort of ground us a little bit of going, man, we really kind of, the problems we talk about having aren't really as, you know, big problems as like, we make them out to be.
And you're basically saying like a bad sales day for us is like for them, they're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that is honestly something we should check ourselves with, honestly, and ground ourselves. And I think I was even saying this on the last podcast when we're wrapping up is, but like, keep tapping into the path that we've come and then check ourselves on the people that, you know like, and trust us. Where we're like, oh man, all right, cool. Yeah, we're up to some good here.
Yeah, let's wrap up so you can go get in your Tesla, leave my mansion, and drive back to your mansion.
Yeah, so I can work at my home gym. True story.
I sounded like a dick, but none of that was a lie. Jesus, except for the mansion part. That's subjective.
It's a mansion in some parts, man. It's a mansion in some parts. All right. Thank you for listening to our therapy session. This is honestly like, I don't know. I seriously feel better now than I did when I walked in your house like 3 hours ago.
Was that the therapy session or the weed?
All of the above.
I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously, I think these therapy sessions are cool. And it's kind of cool because now we get to mastermind and brainstorm while we're recording.
Yeah, let us know your feedback. If you are tuning into this and you're in our Evergreen Profits Facebook group, let us know what you think of these therapy session sort of episodes. We love making them. Like we kind of said, you heard a conversation mastermind sort of unfold where we kind of, over the course of the conversation, eased up and went deeper and deeper into the conversations. But is it even fun or interesting to listen to? We're kind of curious what you think.
Who knows? But yeah.
We're just going to be us. You can't change us. Don't try.
Email us, info@evergreenprofits.com. Give us your feedback. Hop in the Facebook group. Get in the forum if you're a member of the traffic course. Remember, you can get that evergreenprofits.com/traffic.
Traffic.
Yeah. And if you love it, I hope you do. We'll just keep doing this so we can just record more and brainstorm more.
Wait, is it evergreenprofits.com/traffic or evergreenprofits.com/traffic book?
Traffic's the course.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's what I was
referring. I think there's evergreenprofits.com/traffic book if you want to grab a free book on traffic, too.
That is a good option.
That is a good option.
Good idea.
We might upsell you into buying the course, but you can get the book if you want a sneak peek.
They know it's coming.
Yeah.
Smarter than that, Matt.
Yeah, they know
it's for coming. Sure. You are smarter than this.
You are smarter than this.
All right.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I'm done. Actually, like, it's funny because we're wrapping up this episode right now, and I'm like, I got like three more rabbit holes we can go down. I'm not going to, I'm like, I got like three more rabbit holes we could go down right now. And
I'm like, this is the flow
of like, dude, I'm digging this therapy session. Let's keep it going. And Joe's like, I got to get my butt out of here. You're keeping me from doing my stretches or whatever you're gonna do.
Stretches.
I gotta go home and do taekwondo or something.
Yeah. What's the other one that I do?
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And the other one too.
Kung fu.
Oh, that's a good one. That's my favorite. But I have another one actually.
The kickboxing.
Uh huh. That's a good one. Yeah. But there's that one.
Where are you looking for me to go with this?
I don't know. I'm just seeing how many fighting styles you can throw at me.
The one where you smack around your dogs.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, no, PETA. That's called
dog kwando. I don't know.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, you just go home and kick your dogs.
Jesus Christ, you're a horrible human.
I don't know why you do this practice.
That's not me. Hey, I'm going to reveal that thing about you that you don't want anyone to know about.
Go for it. What is it? Because I'm still curious.
The time. I'm not mentally, emotionally prepared for this, so I think it'll be next therapy session.
Next therapy session. Okay. All right, tune in next therapy session to find out my deepest, darkest secret.
It's pretty crazy.
All right, guys. See you in the next one.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, and I hope you just enjoyed this episode you just listened to. Now, right now, before we sign off, I have a few things I would love for you to do. So the very first thing is to go find our guest on Facebook and tell them that you loved their episode with us. That's going to help them just feel
good about themselves, but also it's going to spread the word a little bit more for us. So go find them on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook, and go say that you love their episode and maybe one cool thing that you learned there. The second thing is to go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. Just look up Hustle and Flowchart and hit the subscribe button. And the very last thing, the third thing, is to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast and help us spread the word more. That's how more people are going to get this awesome knowledge, this cool podcast training, and a whole bunch of other cool free training that we give out at evergreenprofits.com. So that's about it. Go find them on Facebook, go subscribe on iTunes, and leave us a review. You would be amazing if you did that, but you're always amazing. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.